Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Basil Free. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on April 23rd, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. A resolution circulated yesterday by Northwestern's chapters of Educators for Justice in Palestine, Students for Justice in Palestine, and Jewish Voice for Peace, demanding the university safeguard the rights of pro-Palestine expression and sever ties with Israeli institutions amidst nationwide protests against universities involved in Israel's actions in Gaza. The resolution calls for President Michael Shill to condemn alleged harassment of pro-Palestine students and cut ties with Israeli institutions, citing concerns over academic freedom and investment in companies associated with Israel's military actions. The Chicago Bears are shifting their plans once again, now aiming to stay in the city with a new stadium along the lakefront, a move city officials appear to support. The team initially eyed Arlington Heights for a new home, but faced issues with property taxes, prompting questions about the financial aspects of the proposed city stadium. Their plans, planned to be announced tomorrow, are expected to shed light on the logistics and potential taxpayer involvement in financing the project. Illinois state senators approved a bill last Thursday banning harmful food additives, including brominated vegetable oil and potassium bromate, commonly found in sodas and candies, aiming to protect public health and promote transparency. Introduced by State Senator Willie Preston, the Illinois Food Safety Act follows a similar law in California that restricted these additives, citing health concerns such as heightened bromide levels and thyroid toxicity. The legislation, now heading to the Illinois House, would take effect in 2027 if passed, signaling a commitment to consumer safety and clear directives for food manufacturers. The House passed a bill last Saturday that would force TikTok to sell its U.S. operations within a year or face a ban, as concerns over its Chinese ownership and data security continue to grow. The legislation, expected to pass in the Senate alongside a foreign aid package, reflects bipartisan support for addressing national security risks associated with the popular social media platform. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Basil Free. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to check our next newscast, tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.